thus commence our worship this morning with hymn number 372. The tune is Austria 625. Glorious things of thee are spoken, Zion, city of their God. He whose word cannot be broken, formed thee for his own abode. On the rock of ages founded, often shake thy sure repose. With salvation's walls surrounded, thou mayst smile at all thy foes. See the streams of living waters, springing from eternal love. Well supply thy sons and daughters, and all fear and want remove. Who can faint while such a river ever flows their thirst to assuage? Grace which, like the Lord the Giver, never fails from age to age.
Thank you.
book of the Psalms, firstly Psalm 46 and then Psalm 65. Psalm 46, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raised, the kingdoms removed. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow, and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. We turn now to Psalm 65. Praise waiteth for thee, O God, in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against me, as for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest, and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. Thy terrible things in righteousness, wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off upon the sea, which by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid of thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God, which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided for it. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the spring thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing. May the Lord bless the reading of his word and help us now in prayer. Oh, gracious God, we do pray that that river that ever flows, manifesting thy love to poor sinners in this sin-stained world. And we are sinners, Lord, from the very crown of our head to the soles of our feet, in nothing but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. And Lord, we do pray that thou forgive our complaints and our murmurings, when we're brought into afflictive dispensations, and make us to realise that these things need to be sanctified for us, that we're brought in effect to consider not our own sufferings, not our own pains, not our own afflictions, but the trial of the Lord, dear Son of God, who suffered, bled and died, shed his precious blood, made himself an acceptable sacrifice before God to manifest to the Father that he was to restore the glory of the commandments. Oh Lord, he manifested that on his own strength, and then God raised him from the dead, and he now conquered sin, death and hell. For every man, woman and child in the covenant, may we, Lord, be pleading to know it, in spite of our murmurs, in spite of our complaining, because, Lord, we are born under trouble as the sparks fly upward. And yet, Lord, thou knowest our inward thoughts at times. And, oh, Lord, we do realize that we need repentance. We need godly sorrow for our sins. We need thee, Lord, to come for their troubled hearts and say unto us, be still. Oh, do take thy word this day, Lord, and apply it. Do reveal to us thy love. Help us to press on in the journey. And, oh, Lord, help us to lay aside the sins and weights that do so easily beset us and run with patience the way set before us, looking unto Jesus. Help us to patiently wait for thy coming, for thy appearing, for the reviving, Lord, of those exceeding great and precious promises that we look for thee to confirm in our souls. Bless our people, Lord, here at Ride and in the home, Lord. We do pray thee at Adelaide and Geelong. Oh, we do pray thy blessing upon the word, Lord, that it might have free course and be glorified. We shall know and feel the very much of the falling away, the empty pews, the lack of hunger and thirst for righteousness amongst the people today, Lord, not our own people, because we believe they come with a desire to see Jesus, to hear his voice. Do not send them empty away, Lord, because of the foul foolishness of a poor speaker. But do bless thine own word. Speak to their hearts. Reveal to them, Lord, that thou hast eternally loved them with an everlasting love. Is anything too hard for thee to build up their churches in their most holy place? We know there will be a falling away, but will there not be a stop to that, Lord? Will there not be a revival? Will there not be a before thou dost come again to cause sinners to be born again by the water and the Spirit? Do keep us faithful, Lord, in our responsibilities in office, we do pray thee, to preach faithfully the things of God. Lord, give us what to speak then. Take control of our thoughts and our words and our deeds in the house of God. Do go before us each in our pathway, Lord, and may we yet, Lord, realize there is a people whom thou will yet call by thy grace. To give them, Lord, that grace to separate from the world that lieth in wickedness, and to seek first the kingdom of God and thy righteousness. Oh, don't leave us, Lord, to despair. But do grant, O Lord, that thou wilt show us those tokens of thy love. Be with us through the day, Lord. We do need thee. Be with our beloved too, Lord, on holiday at the moment, to watch over them, protect, preserve and keep them, that they have a time refreshing and reviving spiritually in their souls, and be brought back safely amongst us. And, O Lord, we look to thee, Lord, amongst us, that those amongst us, Lord, that have those things that try them, those that trial of their faith, may they be brought to feel a little fellowship with the sufferings of Christ as we would ourselves, Lord. And do grant, Lord, I bless the young that are rising in a sin-stained world, to do keep them, Lord, from the gin snares and traps that Satan would lay for their unworthy feet. Do keep them from evil, Lord. Bless them for success in their schooling, that they might look on and look back and see how the Lord has guided them, how the Lord has provided for them. and how the Lord will provide them all their journey through if they honour thee and serve thee and follow thee. Or is anything too hard for thee? Have mercy upon our guilty land nation. They tell us, Lord, we've got a divine cabinet in Parliament. Oh Lord, that thou would overrule them and not let them run. Petty and high-minded, Lord, full of self-righteousness and pride, but be brought to realise that they are servants of the living God, who graciously appear for this nation. Turn us again, O Lord God of hosts, call thy face to shine upon us. And may, Lord, there be that renewing, Lord, of the use of the Bible in schools, which has been by the atheists turned down. Lord, do overrule it for good, we do pray thee, and turn them again. Show them the folly of their ways, their unbelief, and show them, Lord, what their reward will be if they live and die in such a state, to perish in their sins. Oh, gracious God, loosen the stammering tongue, Lord, of their so-called religious leaders that know better, Lord, that they speak up, Lord, for the word of God. Or is anything too hard for thee? And Lord, we ask then, now be with us now, be with loved ones wherever they are. We see some in that regeneracy, and we're anxious for them, Lord. We're anxious that they touch their heart, prick them in the conscience, cause them yet to begin to be one for the knowledge of the truth. For how shall we escape the wrath of God except we repent and believe? Oh Lord, we look to thee to revive us. Have mercy then upon our loved ones, Lord, that are paving the way to hell and are so satisfied with their own life and their own walk and conduct. Oh Lord, have mercy upon them. Now, Lord, we ask thy blessing upon thy servant, Lord, is expected to travel out to us on Monday evening. Give him and his wife journeys in mercy, and may they find grace to help in their time of need amongst us. And may, Lord, their gospel bear fruit amongst us, we do pray thee, that we might rejoice, Lord, in thy mercies towards us as a church and people here at Ride and on the relay system. Oh, feed our souls, Lord, till we want no more, we do beg of thee. Now do descend for one's help, and do forgive our sin. Lord, we ask in this for Christ's sake alone. Amen. Let us further sing hymn 136. The tune is Tremolin 250. Dear refuge of my weary soul, on thee when sorrows rise, on thee when waves of trouble roll, my fainting hope relies. To thee I tell each rising grief, for thou alone canst heal. Thy word can bring a sweet relief for every pain I feel.
Three, six.
please to help me, I would direct you prayerfully to Psalm 46 and reading verse 4. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. Walk about Zion, we are told. Zion, the name of that original church in Jerusalem. Blessed inhabitant of Zion, washed in the dear Redeemer's blood. I believe I can come in a little with dear aunts to you. I come here and I feel I should weep for my complaints. As she said, and can the ear of sovereign grace be deaf when I complain? Occasionally you get pricked in the conscience, dear friends, for our complaints, for our murmuring. I don't say we cursed or swore about it, like Peter did, we know better. And we do need the Lord to lift up the light of his countenance upon us, to know that we have that new heart, born again. Grace, called by grace, a new heart will I give you to make you tender in my fear. And dear Anne still knew that, and she had to walk things out much deeper and harder than this poor sinner has ever had to walk out. But we know what trials are, and so do a lot of you. The trials will make the psalmist's promise sweet. Trials will give new life to prayer. It's the way the Lord teaches us will profit your soul. It's not you and me going on rejoicing, dear friends, in the flesh. But when we're in the Spirit of the Lord's day, you'll be looking for the Lord to reveal his love to you as your refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. We have to pray to him to keep the door of our lips from murmuring, complaining with our lot. And as he says here, and to apply the word, be still and know that I'm God, because there is this river. It'll never stop flowing through the streams into the city of God, to the chosen people of God, a group of people that he has chosen before the world was made to live to show forth his praise. Blessed inhabitant of Zion. It's the place where his honour dwelling. This place where you and I will come with meekness and humility and seek to have evidences of his love toward our never-dying soul. Because you'll prove God is in the midst. You'll find at times to be upon holy ground and kick off the shoes, feeling thee of your feet on holy ground. The place where his honour dwelleth, or the place where his honour has dwelt for many years. And still that same Jesus, the same yesterday, today and forever, knoweth the way you do take. But he tells us here that the earth be moved, the mountains be carried in the midst of the sea, it does through earthquakes. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, the mountains shake with the swelling of, there is a river. God is not far behind these trials. He causes them to come for an all-wise purpose, that you might be made more conscious that it isn't only the things of the world that are your target or your goal, but the things of the truth as revealed by Jesus. The streams. Streams of mercy ever flowing into your soul. where God has been merciful to you as a poor sinner, and exercise you unto godliness, that you might seek the Lord, that he might seek his help. By nature we determine in our own wisdom to resolve our difficulties. When the Lord hinders the deliverance, he ultimately opens the eyes of our understanding, that we understand the scriptures and pray that we might know something. This river is significant of the love of God to poor church people that have been called by his grace. He's determined to save them. I don't doubt there are many out there in an unregenerate state whom he will save. Nations, kindreds and tongues should dwell in that new heaven and new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. That's the word of God which must be fulfilled. And though we are few in number and may get very tired about it, what a mercy if you come with a desire to feel God in the midst of you, in the house of God. The witness and sealing of the Spirit upon your soul, that this river, which shows the flowing of the love of God through these streams, whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place. It's holy ground. It's a place where the Lord has visited your soul, melted you down, touched your heart, applied a promise, and you've gone on your way rejoicing, believing you've had a visit. You ask the Lord to revisit your soul with a promise. These are not cheap, dear friends. These cost the Lord Jesus Christ to lay down his life that he might fulfill that pathway of establishing the truth. And you see, the Lord will establish the truth in your soul and mine. Yes, the heathen raised, the king of the moon, the added his voice, the earth melted. The Lord knows how to soften your heart and mind, make you more tender in his fear, and encourage you and me to know these streams. Mercy. Mercy is new every morning. Mercy is as the sand upon the seashore from this God, who will utterly destroy the wicked. But through the work of grace in your soul and mine, you'll be looking for the flowing of these streams, ever flowing. And at a set time to favour you and me with a token of his everlasting love, to make you to feel that you're a subject of his love. Because having loved his own that were in the world, he loved them to the end. And so what a blessing that is. Make you glad. This is that true thing that cheers your soul. When Jesus with his mighty love visits your troubled breast, your doubts subside, your fears removed, and you're completely blessed. The blessing of the Lord, we're told, make it rich. Rich, dear friend, not the riches of the world that perish with the using. Not the multi-millionaire, billionaire wanting to get more of his earthly treasures. That won't save him. What shall a man give if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? What shall he give in exchange for his soul? Jesus has done it. Jesus has done it, dear friends. He's laid down his life for his friends, and ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. These streams flow into your very soul. Tokens of his love, sweet moments, rich before the cross you view of the Son of God suffering. Even he feared, dear friends, what was before him. If it be possible, he said to his Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will. That's grace. And that's why you and I need grace to subdue the enemy within their souls that will already stir us up to enmity to God. But do comfort my heart, Lord. Thou hast said, I will not leave you comfortless. When my father, my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up, says one. And this is our mercy. You as an individual, fearing God, keeping his commandments, attending to the demands of your life. What thy hand findeth to do, do it as unto the Lord. He sees, he hears, he knows every word that proceedeth out of your mouth and mine. And we shall blush and be ashamed at times to our attitudes, especially in the afflictions pathway that we're called to walk in. But what a mercy. He hears your confession. You don't confess to a priest, a sinful man. You confess before God at the throne of grace, and you feel sometimes that he will make you yet glad. Because he sanctifies your losses and your crosses. He brings you into his banqueting house. And you're an unworthy dwelling and favour of God to fill these streams. He takes the word, he seals it, he comforts your heart, and he reveals to you and me that he's with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. And we must be of the seed of Jacob. Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. Both from the same womb. God's sovereignty. God's sovereignty. And blessed be the Lord. Jacob have I loved. And that love will flow into the seed of Jacob. And if you are the seed of Jacob, you'll know what it is to hear the joyful sound of the gospel. And prove you make glad the city. A chosen vessel, one that has been bought with a price, that is one that has been eternally loved. And you're not taken away. I know your promises get beclouded. You have many doubts and fears arise in your pathway, but what the Lord has spoken, you bring again to your remembrance. You won't take it away. Blessed be his name. As I said, it gets beclouded when the sun is hidden behind the clouds. But the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in his wings. And he'll make glad the Church of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. And your soul will be a tabernacle of God. It'll be a place where his honour dwelleth. And where that honour dwelleth, you pray, Lord, keep it. Keep it safe, Lord. You grant that I might be as a well-watered garden, I shall flourish and bear fruit in the courts of my Lord, and know some of the sweetness of the streams that flow out from this river of God. And grant me a sweet token that I might truly go on my way rejoicing of the streams of loving kindness and tender mercies of God. He saw you. This is the reason. He saw you going in the foyer, loving you notwithstanding all. His loving kindness, oh how great. It is without money, without price. And he says, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. He that hath no money, come ye buy wine and milk without money. And without price." Grace is free, friends. Free and sovereign grace. And we know we shall have evidences of being called by his grace. Being born again of the water of the Spirit, showing tokens of good. And he works in your heart and mind both to will and do of his good pleasure. And this is your refuge. You seek refuge under the canopy of heaven, under his precious word, which becomes a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. And so what a mercy when a man's ways please the God, he make even his enemies at peace. You'll have enemies, no doubt, in your life if you walk according to the will of God's word. You'll have enemies. But your mate, dear friends, your heart, a place where he comes and stays with you and feeds your soul with the crumbs of mercy from off the Master's table. These things are true, these things are real, and these are the things that you're striving for, to enter in the straight gate and be privileged to know the truth, and the truth that frees you and me from the condemnation of a broken law. What a mercy to know this God, your God, and these streams. Oh, the pardon, the forgiveness, the ever-loving tokens of his good to your soul and mine. He shows you now his way. You've had your own way in life. Now you see there's a better way, and that he's following the footsteps of the flock of God. His track I see, and I'll pursue the narrow way till him I view. And you bless him for it. The holy place, holy ground, the time of love when he came to your rescue, to your salvation, to deliver us in providence, and seeking also to do the will of God in your life. And for young people, if you fear God, you'll be seeking suitable partners in life. Not the way they carry on today, living one with another as it suits the flesh, the lust of the flesh. They'll be judged for it. And so we have much to be thankful to, some of us, for God's goodness in the way he's dealt with us, with partners in life. And so how it behoves you young people here and up at Rye too, to be very mindful and conscious of seeking divine direction from the Word of God as to the steps you are to take in marriage. Marriage is honourable and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers, of which there are many today, God will judge. Solomon, isn't it? But they don't take it, they won't he take heed to it. We've got to have equality, they say. That's man's reasoning. And that's contrary to the teaching of God's holy word. What a mercy. What a mercy if the word of God has become the object of your soul's desire to follow in the footsteps of God's elect, to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we have been called, looking unto Jesus. There'll be no perfection in your flesh, never can be. But he'll perfect that that concerns your never dying soul. When you're born again by the water and the Spirit, you'll be looking for God to grant you these tokens flowing from these streams. Oh, what a mercy, a time of refreshing, a time of washing, of cleansing, a time of pardon when you're led to that fountain over the sin of uncleanness of the blood of Christ. When he shed his blood, he said, "It is finished," on Calvary's tree. Jesus, my friend, that hung on the tree, that opened this channel of mercy. For me, for you, if you're his, and some of you have handled. I believe some of you have handled and tasted and felt of the love of God. And you feel, Lord, all that I could be more in that flame, in that feeling of these streams of everlasting love, tokens to good, sweet moments which before the cross you have viewed. Being led to Calvary. Behold that scene of matchless grace, Jesus in the sinner's place, heaven's brightest glory, sunk in shame that rebels might adore his name. You know what it is to be a rebel. There may be many rebels out there yet that have to learn repentance as taught by the Spirit of God. So much looseness in religion, so-called, in preaching today. But the preaching of the gospel must search you and try you and reveal to you your wicked way and bring you to repent and believe. You have that godly sorrow for your sins. And I believe we know a little bit of that, and so do some of you by experience. You know what it is to weep, to mourn over your sin, because you've seen the perfection of these streams. This is living water. This is living water, friends, for sinners. This will clear you and me. This will wash you from all your sins, and the blood will cleanse you from all that and give you pardon for your sins. For this is the security of a seeker. You seek and hope to find a portion for yourself, a time you set to heal up your woes, a season most fit, his love to disclose. These streams, as I said, living waters. And it flows. It speaks, doesn't it, about ankles and about thighs and about hips, doesn't it, in Ezekiel. The flowing of those living waters. We don't see any fruit or little of it in the day and age that we live in, but it'll still be there. He said, I've chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments and follow me. You won't follow a stranger. You won't follow the free willers, dear friends. They can't save you. They might please you in the flesh. But we're here to please God. We're here to serve the living God. We're here to bow the knee before him in reverence and godly fear. We are to wait upon him to renew our strength. All flowing from this river of everlasting love. And he breaks these down into streams to flow in the direction of his people. You draw water. Jesus spoke to that woman at the well. Water that I should give him shall be as a well of water, springing up into eternal life. I had to read it this afternoon. Jesus spake unto her, I am he. You see, the Messiah's coming. Jesus said unto her, I am he that speaketh. See what we want through a poor sinner like oneself? I am he that speaketh. Jesus is has control of this river and these streams, and it flows into your soul, and you bless him as he, your soul is a well-watered garden. You flourish and bear fruit in the courts of your Lord. Pour not on thyself too long, lest it sink thee lower. Look to Jesus, kind and strong. Mercy, join with power. Exceeding great and powerful is the Lord Jesus as he sends out his light and he leads you and guides you unto his holy hill. And you bless him and he's with us. He's your refuge, he's your strength. He's a very present help. He's not remote. He's a present help. When he visits your soul, you will know it. It'll be recorded in your soul. And you want it to come again. Dear Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Dear Lord, remember me. Oh, we trust he will remember us, that he will come again, and one day come again to take us to glory. as he says, them that honour me, I will honour. They that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. And it is seemingly with you and me, no doubt you feel at the uppermost ends of the earth that this river doesn't stop flowing. Reaches the uttermost ends of the earth. He says, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give thee rest. Take my yoke upon you and burden me. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. We want to shake off Satan's yoke. We seem to collect that easily enough, don't we? Satan's yoke will land you in hell. You have to say, Lord, drive away this vile, this sorrow, this evil Satan. Look how he's ensnared the people of this land, forsaken the gathering together on the Lord's day. We know we're falling away, but the devil's in it. Wreck the Sabbath day for what God meant it for. Everything, dear friends, has to happen on the Lord's day, which is contradictory to the will of God. And what a mercy that these streams will ever reach the farthest flung nation in the world where his people are to be called by grace. And this man that has been so favoured with the gospel, and we see now so much causes us anxious cares and concerns. That the Lord knoweth. The foundation of God standeth sure, having the seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his. Let him, the name of Christ, depart from iniquity. Then, Lord, grant that I might be drawn away from Satan's gin, snares, and traps. He's so subtle, so powerful, that I'm so weak and I'm so sickly. But do revive that work within my soul. And if not, do give. Confirm it today, Lord, that I want to know these living waters. These living waters that flow as a stream to make glad the city of God. To make glad my soul. That he might tabernacle with me. That he might form himself in my heart the hope of glory. That he might restore unto me the joy of salvation. For who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity, passeth by the transgression, the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, for he delighteth in mercy. Cover his soul when he delights in mercy for such as you and me. It's for sinners. It's for sinners that can say, and only they, how precious is the Saviour. Or may he make himself more precious to us each, whatever age or case you have before you, to be brought to bring you into his banqueting house, where he tabernacles amongst his people, and their tabernacles the Most High. Jesus is exalted. Jesus formed in your heart the hope of glory. That's the refuge I want, and that's the refuge I desire for your souls, each and every one of you, in due time. That you might know the truth, and the truth shall make you free from the condemnation of the broken door. Jesus, my friend, that hung on the tree, that opened this channel of mercy for you and for me. There is a river. Oh, pure river. Precious river, dear friends. That we have to sing of shortly. And we want to feel it, don't we? Lord, take it and apply it with power to my soul, that I might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Send out thy light and thy truth, Lord. Let them lead me and guide me. And oh, as he says here in a further chapter, walk about Zion. Let Mount Zion be rejoiced. Let the daughter of Judah be glad because of the judgment. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark you well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces that you may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. May it each be ours, dear friends. This blessing of the feeling the effects of this living water. that flows into your Son. And we'll bless you with that assurance that you're one of his sons and daughters of God by blessed adoption. But the time is gone. I must leave it there, friends. May the Lord bless our future march and pardon all of this. His name's sake. Amen. Let us conclude with hymn 996. The tune is Eden 327. While the dear saints of God below travel this vale of sin and woe, there is a river through the road, makes glad the city of our God. This river is his heavenly love, proceeding from the throne above, and all its streams which here are found with comfort, joy, and peace abound.
Thank you.
the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each. Amen.